Today's gospel passage teaches us of the simple, the humble, and it's to them that the gospel is revealed, the mysteries, as it were, of our Lord and of his life, and how we are to pursue our own eternal life, our own union with him. It is that simplicity, that humility that characterizes the life of the Franciscan saint we celebrate his feast today, Saint Joseph of Cupertino, who was a conventual Franciscan, I believe in the latter half of the 1500s, 1600s, like that. And that was exactly his life. He was very simple, very humble, but accepted willingly wherever, whatever direction he was given. He grew up basically without his father. His father died while he was very young, but his mother was a very strict disciplinarian. And he was not a bright student. Not exactly apt at almost anything. And in fact, in order to pursue the religious life, which he pursued with all ardent, very ardently, it took quite a struggle. He actually joined the Capuchins first and entered the novitiate taking the name Stephen. And after 8 months, 8 months into his novitiate, they told him, "You're not going to make it," and they sent him home. And then he entered the conventuals. There it seems it took a little bit of, he was made a little bit, there took a little bit of twisting. His uncle was guardian of the local friary, conventual friary. Somehow he entered, retained his name, Joseph. But then through a strange set of circumstances, wound up being ordained a priest. Because as I said, he was not a bright student, therefore he's patron of those of students for the priesthood who are about to take exams. And then throughout his life, he had much to deal with. It was not an easy life. He was much tested, shall we say, by his superiors. He was also he was one who prayed very, very intensely. So he maintained a close union with God throughout his life. And as a result, was given many graces. One of them was that when he would go into very intense prayer, he would be lifted up off the ground and start floating around. So he's also patron of aviators. And so he was, of course, in the spiritual life, we generally treat such graces with skepticism at first to make sure they are from God. And that was the way it was for St. Joseph. Therefore, he was much tested, as I said, by his superiors, transferred from friary to friar. And in fact, I forget where the friary was located, but he was on one and he had been sent off to some other location to do some preach some parish mission or something. Right. He was a good preacher. And he came back, arrived late afternoon, having walked, I guess, practically from where he was. And the superior met him outside the door of the church, actually. And he was tired, as one could well imagine. He was also very thirsty, and he asked the superior if he might take a drink. And the superior pounded him in the chest and near his shoulder and said, "Oh, you're just a drunk." So he was very much tested throughout his life. But yet he accepted everything willingly, patiently, just as we saw in the first reading. That was the intensity of his love for God. Everything was to please him. And so he accepted everything willingly, in all simplicity and all humility. Although he was not a good student, didn't understand everything academically that well, he certainly understood spiritually very well. And thus, He lived his life, you know, at the age of 60. In all simplicity, in all humility, and thus always united with the will of God, always pleasing to God. And thus, he is the saint he is recognized as today. And, you see, this is the plan of life that our Lord is giving us in this first gospel, in the gospel passage. That's how we can achieve that too. Doesn't mean being recognized as a saint, as Saint Joseph is. But that doesn't mean we will be all recognized as canonized saints. But we can still become saints. And we are called to, every one of us. And that's how we do it, with that simplicity, with that humility, accepting whatever trials there are, we may be brought our way, whatever crosses. Like that was the gospel yesterday, pick up your cross and follow me. Deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me. With all that, in all simplicity, in all humility, if we will embrace the cross, we too can become great saints. Praised be Jesus and Mary.